It ended up being between 5 to 6 inches. I could not believe that I had cut off that much hair, but I was at the point where I didn't care. I just wanted it off.
Exactly.
And you know what I did?
What did you do?
The day that I did that, it was still daylight out. And so I had, you know, a small fro. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to run down the store to Walmart. I guess I was just kind of just testing my confidence in me embracing and rocking my own natural hair. And I loved it.
The natural hair journey can seem challenging and leaving you to feel unsure and stuck. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. In each episode, we'll take a look into strategies so you can gain a better understanding on how to overcome those moments in your natural hair journey. So grab your olive oil and let's comb through those tangles and apply strategies and steps to overcome those roadblocks to having healthy and growing natural hair.
Welcome back to Luminex Essentials Texture Talk Podcast. I am your host, Karel Maxenu. I am your natural hair consultant, author, podcaster, and your natural curl champion. I'm on a mission to inspire and empower women with natural Afro-textured hair to overcome those struggles and those unknown certainties so that she can be on a path to achieving healthy and or growing hair. And if that's you, I give you a praise. So for those who are tuning in for the first time, I just want to welcome you. Thank you so much for taking your time out to listen to this phenomenal natural hair podcast. But today, I just want to bring on a guest that is so excited and love her natural hair. She has her own hair product, which is called Authentically Me. And not only that, it caters to her own hair needs, but she offers her handmade natural hair product to the natural hair community. And she is so excited to be on this podcast on top of that. And I want to introduce you to Alicia. Alicia, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. I am here.
Hi, darling. Lovely. Welcome. Thank you for taking your time out to join and to share all that natural hair stuff. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So let the listeners know a little about you. So tell us where you are from.
Well, yes, I am originally from Malvern, Arkansas, small little country town, population of about 10,000 people, but yes, I'm a little country girl at heart. That's where I'm from.
Wow. So how's the town? You said it's a small town there?
Yes, it's a small town. Population is about 10,000 people. Very, very small. It's one of those towns where everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody's business. You know, one big old ginormous family.
So everybody knows you. Everybody knows that person. So you can't escape with a lot of issues, right? Because everybody's going to know right. What's going on.
Exactly. Everybody's going to know what's going on. Yes.
Yeah. It could be a good thing. And then it could be like a con against that. But hey.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. So what we would like to know about your natural hair journey and what is natural mean to you? So in spite of that, can you just bring us on in, like, what inspired you to become natural?
See, what inspired me to become natural? To be honest, my first thought was something different. And then I had to do a little bit of research. I asked questions because I have some friends that are natural, and we just got to talking about it and everything. And then that's when I learned, I'm like, whoa, so, okay, this is the hair that, you know, God has blessed me with. And here I am, you know, putting these harsh chemicals on my hair. We got to do something about that.
I know that's so, right.
Yes, I was like, oh no, we'll not be putting that on my hair anymore. So I had one good friend in particular who pretty much kind of walked me through with the transition, because I didn't do like a big chop. We just started with a transition first, and she let me know like what products and everything I needed to purchase to get started. And it was very cool. She actually did my first shampoo for me so I could just get the whole flow and feel of everything. Just baby stepped me through it all. And then I kind of branched off on my own and just started doing things, taking you know, bits and pieces, you know, from other people, and just kind of making it my own, just adding my own twist onto it and finding out what works good for my hair.
Wow. So do you mind sharing to us, when did you actually transition to natural? When did you start your process, your journey?
Yes, I started my journey in 2016. I began to transition, and during that time, I was kind of playing around with different hairstyles. And because of that, people were already asking me questions. They already thought that I was just full-blown out natural. And I'm like, no, I'm just transitioning. I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I got a lot to learn. It was very interesting, you know, to get that kind of attention. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a beginner. I have no idea. But that caused me to want to learn even more. Just about the natural world. And wow. Yes, I transitioned for about a year and a half. And finally, I decided to go ahead and just cut the rest of my perm hair off, which you would not believe. It was like 5 to 6 inches in some places on my hair. And I didn't care. It just had to go.
I can relate too, because I actually transitioned 3 months. I transitioned for 3 months because I did saw my roots growing in my ends of my relaxed hair. It was already had its days over with.
Yes.
So I just built up the courage and decided just to cut the demarcation, you know, where the natural root and the process end meet. So I decided to cut the relaxed end off. And once I did that, I was like, okay, I was just like, what do I do with this? What else can I do with this? So yeah, that just led me to explore and to educate myself about my natural hair, which of course I didn't know much because I turned to YouTube and other blogs, which are helpful, but yet I failed on my own success because I didn't know how to manage or detangle and whatever.
Right.
I remember So what I did, I went to a hair salon and she told me to go ahead and put a texturizer on it because it would help to manage my hair. That was the magic word, manage my hair. I was like, ooh, give me that. That's what I want. I want to manage these curls because I can't comb through them. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. But that led me to do another second chop.
Yeah. Oh, you too.
You did a second chop?
No, I was asking, you did two chops?
Yes, I did two chops because I didn't understand the first process of what it takes to care for natural hair because I was turning to YouTube and following their hair products, their layering and everything else that comes with tutorials. And when I applied it, not saying that it wasn't successful, it just shortened my own success. It didn't give me the ultimate results that I was looking for because I was still facing the same problems, the same issue. And that's where I turned to a hair salon that told me to put a texture riser on my hair. Come to know it was just a milder form of relaxer. So I didn't know about that either. So yeah, until I discovered that later. And then my hair began to show its same issues, the breakage, the brittleness, because I only went one time and I thought, honestly, how much I know about, you know, chemical processing, you know, I just want to be natural. So
yes,
I was natural because I was chemically processing my hair, you know, so, and then my hair roots start growing and the cycle repeated. So until I dive deeper into understanding how to actually, you know, manage my own texturizer of my hair. So it was like an ongoing process for myself.
Yes, I just did the one chop. And I, like you stated, how you watch, you know, different YouTube videos, that's kind of how I got by. And I made up in my mind one Saturday that I was just going to go ahead and just cut off the rest of my perm hair. I didn't care how long it was. So I had to get myself prepared and I watched a few YouTube videos to make sure that I did it correctly, definitely cutting, you know, at the line of demarcation. And I just went at it. And then I had the measuring tape with me because I wanted to see how long my perm hair were. And they ended up being between 5 to 6 inches. I could not believe that I had cut off that much hair, but I was at the point where I didn't care. I just wanted it off.
Exactly.
And you know what I did?
What did you do?
The day that I did that, it was still daylight out. And so I had, you know, a small fro. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to run down the store to Walmart. I guess I was just kind of just testing my confidence in me embracing and rocking my own natural hair. And I loved it. You know, I don't know if that makes sense what I'm saying. You know how we always tend to care about how our hair looks and what other people may think, you know, when they look at us. But I had just reached a point where I was just fully embracing it all. And that's how I knew. I was like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to have been natural a long time ago. I feel a lot better about myself in the place that I'm in. That's how it made me feel.
You got confidence. Wow. The first time you chop off your hair after you transition, you got confidence. I didn't have that confidence. I just want to cover my head. I threw my hair into braids and I wore weaves constantly. That's what I did. I just hid my hair because based on society views, how I saw other straight hair around me, or your hair should be always, you know, in a hair extension to considered beautiful, I kept that perception with me. So my confidence when it comes to my own natural hair, it was minimum, very minimum, to the point where I felt like I wasn't ashamed, but I was a little bit kind of embarrassed of it, you know, based on the upbringing of what you see about how black hair should look, quote unquote. So I didn't have that true confidence at all. But I still wanted to be natural because I love how they look. Yes. Yeah, I still wanted to be natural. Shameful as it was from my past. Yeah, but now, honey, full-blown natural. Confidence is like, hi, don't care what you think, don't care what you say. I'm going to love me because God blessed me with my own tress, just like he blessed you with your own tress. So I'm going to embrace natural beauty, no matter how I decide to wear it. But when I wear it, I know that I'm confidently embracing my love for my hair and carrying it the best way that it needs.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I can definitely agree with you. It's one of those things where it's like, I just wish that I had would as a, you know, younger child, or, you know, going way back, having the opportunity or the option to be able to decide, you know, if I wanted to continue to rock my natural hair after a certain age before, you know, the women in my family just put a perm on my hair. And I'm thinking that that's how we're supposed to be. You know, we're supposed to rock perm straight hair, you know. And it's like, you should have gave me that option, you know. But I get it. You know, that's what, you know, they were used to. So they just pretty much passed down, you know, their traditions to me. So I get it. I'm not mad at them.
Oh, I'm enjoying this conversation with you. This is very enlightening. But let's move on, why don't we? So despite the confidence that you and I now have, and you had before I did, let us know, what hurdles did you face and how did you overcome them in your hair journey? What hurdles did you face and how did you overcome them? That if you have any, because you expressed a lot of confidence when you first went natural. So. But if you did had a hurdle, if you did, let us know.
Hurdle that I can actually remember, and it was going through the transition phase, was basically what to do with the permed ends. And by me saying that, I was using coconut oil on my hair, and for some reason it was making my perm ends brittle. And I did get a little scared. I got a little nervous because I didn't know what to do. So of course, the young lady that, you know, helped me begin, I reached out to her and she told me, you know, what to do. Basically, I could just go and choose, you know, any other type of oil of my choice. And it just seemed to work out in my favor. I was watching this talk show. I don't watch a lot of TV, but this was during Christmas break time. And so I was watching this talk show. I think it was like called The Real or something. And they were having a cooking session. And they were using grapeseed oil. And then they had just talked briefly, you know, about grapeseed oil. So, of course, I immediately went into research mode. And I learned, you know, how I can use, you know, grapeseed oil on my hair as well as, you know, use it for cooking. And so I was like, well, why not have, you know, a multi-purpose, you know, ingredient or product around the house that I could use? So I went straight to the store and found me some grapeseed oil, and I began to use that. And I felt better, and it made my hair feel better too, and my stomach, because I was using it to eat. That's the only that I can remember. That's the only hurdle that I had, because I just didn't know, you know, what to do at that point. Besides that, I can't really think of anything, any other hurdles that I had.
Wow. You're one of the many naturalists that I come across who can't really think of many hurdles, because you discovered your own hair regimen. So, and you went through your own trial, and you actually achieved it faster as compared to always constantly figuring out. So you got there a little bit, you got, actually got there faster as compared where I was with my second chop and still trying to figure it out. So you figured it out for yourself. But there are naturals out there who just get it, research, test and try, and they stick to what they have. Not say they don't try other things, but they know what works for them, because they discovered a healthy hair regimen to address their specific need. I wish I was like that when I first started. I wasn't. I had limited clue.
So you got it down.
I got it down. I really did. But let us know, do you have a favorite hairstyle or a hair product?
I do. As far as hairstyles, I do like to try different things sometimes here and there, but I really love rocking my fro, and then I like to do twist outs. And I think it's because of the versatility, me being able to rock my fro. Of course, my hair is in its shrunken stage, and then I can turn around and then I can go and, you know, put some twist in it and like stretch it out a bit and have a twist out. So those those are my two favorite hairstyles. And as far as my products, none other than my own products by Authentically Me.
Yes. Do you mind elaborating a little bit more on your hair product?
Sure. I actually have I consider it to be my hair moisturizer. I use that hair moisturizer on my hair once I've completed, I guess you could say, on my wash day, after I've shampooed my hair and deep conditioned my hair. It's full pretty much of everything that I need, from the oil to the cream that I need to moisturize it. All those great, wonderful things. And they're all natural, or shall I say, all are authentic products. And I started using it on my hair when I wanted to try to find something that I could use as twist outs, type of moisturizer or cream, just because I began to be one of those that looked at the labels on some of the moisturizers and creams that I was purchasing from the store. And I was like, I just want to see if I could try something else. You know, just taking those baby steps and changing certain things along my journey to be, you know, more natural. And I just kept at it. I kept at it for about 2.5 years with this product. And I shared it with a few family and friends, just kept it, you know, very small, got good results or reviews, you know, from it. And then I decided to finally go ahead and take it a step further and, you know, just create a nice, healthy, authentic product for women in the natural community to try and see how they would like it, you know, on their hair, not just for twist outs, but I also use it for what some people would say the LOC method or the lock method. I'm like, okay, let's just kind of cut the lock method out. I just want to have one product that I that I can put on my hair that will have everything in it that I need to keep my hair good and moisturized and have just the right amount of oil and everything else that it needs. So that's what my moisturizer pretty much does.
I love what you just mentioned, because you actually hit it in one shot. Moisturizing, hydrating, penetrating, nourishing, and sealing. Wow.
Yes.
We're going to actually, at the end of the podcast, provide her information if you want to check out her moisturizing product and other products that she actually made regarding natural hair needs, I will definitely provide that as well.
Want to know how you can support this podcast? First, subscribe to Luminex Essentials Texture Talk Podcast and send this link out to all your curly girl friends so that it can sustain its further reach so that they too can become active listeners to receive the benefits and growth in their hair care journey. Now, let's continue on in this episode.
What hair care advice would you give our listeners about caring for their natural hair?
Let's see, hair care advice. I'll give an example of kind of like what I did. And to me, it just basically goes back to the fact of you just, you know, beginning to learn yourself, you know, completely. And that's exactly how I treated my hair, because it is a part of me. It's my crown, and it's very important to me. And I feel that that's how, you know, I'm able to stay connected. So I just, you know, put in the work. I did a few tests with certain products here and there. I'm not a big product junkie, but in the beginning, I would definitely say, you know, to just kind of take your time and put your research in to see what would actually, you know, fit for you. So that way you won't be, you know, out there just purchasing all these different products and wasting all your hard-earned money, you know, on products that, you know, may not fit you. I just basically keep it simple. You can start out with having a spray bottle. Spray bottle and put you some good water in there. If you want to mix in an oil that works for you, you can mix in some good oil in there and have that to start with. Just taking it slow. Because for me, all I did was I had my spray bottle, I had my coconut oil, and I had a moisturizer. And that was it. I had one shampoo, one conditioner. That was completely it. Not trying to use too many products on my hair. I just wanted to try to keep it as healthy and clean, you know, as possible. Because I feel like putting too much product on your hair, it, you know, does cause the product buildup. And I try to steer clear from that. Yeah, I think that would be good for, especially for the newcomers, to just do your research and start slow. Start slow. Don't just try to rush into anything, and then actually take the time and have the patience. You got to have the patience when you're on this journey. And once you have that patience and continue to give yourself, you know, self-love, giving your hair some good love, it'll all come together and you'll be loving it, your hair, and not loving everybody else's hair.
Exactly. That is so true. I'm glad that you mentioned it, because just like yourself, I keep my products low. I just focus on the categories that I need: washing, moisturizing, conditioning, and a styler, you know, depending if I want to create like a twist out or something like that, you know, to define the curls. I just keep it simple, and that's all.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I don't have time anymore like I used to, because I used to stack up on those products. I read the products, I'm like, oh, it does this. I'm like, and this one, the label looks pretty, or the bottle looks so nice or cute. Like, oh, I gotta get that. That must have some good stuff in it. And I came to the point where I sat back one day, like, I'm not even gonna use them all. Do I really need all of these products? Because I was so compelled to buy this product based on what it says it does, or it looks pretty, just to see if it will give me the same result based on what I'm looking for. And I came to the conclusion, just like you, is just keep it simple. Our head don't need all these products. Our head just needs to be clean. It just needs to be moisturized. It just needs a style to facilitate in retaining the moisture or growth, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So it doesn't need all of those products. Just keep a simple regimen and keep your product production low.
Yes. That's exactly what that's it. That you said it right there. Just keep it simple. It makes me think of the acronym, how they say KISS. But it's like some people say keep it simple, silly, or, you know, keep it simple. I don't want to say stupid,
exactly.
But I've heard people
yes.
say that. But I like
yes.
keep
we
it
know
simple,
that word, silly. Yes, but yeah.
Yes. So, yes, basically just keeping it simple and just taking your time and having that patience to find out what works best for you. But the most part, just have patience. you will find what works for you. Trust me, because I did. And I keep it at a minimum. I have not added anything within my regimen. I know for sure, let's see, I've been natural for 3.5, almost 4 years now. And for the most part, I've kept it the same. Maybe the first year, because I was trying to find a good cream or moisturizer. But once I started, you know, kind of playing around in the kitchen, as they say, with my products, I stuck with that. I stuck with that, and that's it. Just keeping it simple.
Absolutely. Keep it simple, listeners. Keep it simple. You don't need to keep it complex. Just keep it simple. K-I-S-S. I love it. Thanks for sharing that. What is your hair type, if you want to share with us?
It's 4.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I'm 4 type.
Yes. Yes. I have to say 4C. I wanted to say B and C, because sometimes I do notice different parts of my hair, especially like with certain hairstyles that I will wear. So yes, I have to say definitely a 4C with maybe a little a 4B.
I'm the same way too. And it's sporadic. On my head, I would say that the back of my hair tends to be a little bit looser. Somewhere in the middle, the tightly coiled. Somewhere else, maybe the side, maybe a little looser. But it's just kind of sporadic. But I'm the same way. I'm 4 type. And the category, the subcategory would be 4B if we want to break it down into that point. But other than that, just say I'm a 4 type girl. I'm a 4 type girl.
Yes, 4 type girl.
Yeah.
Yes, we are those 4 type girls. Curl girls.
Exactly. And at one point I didn't want to have this type of hair. I didn't like it. I was like, oh my god, it's hard to care for. My curls don't stay. It gets so dry no matter what I use. It doesn't help it.
Yes. Oh my god. So funny that you said that, because as I look back, I can definitely tell a total difference from when I had, you know, just did the chop with my hair up until now. Like, it's a total difference. Like, I like my I love my hair. I know my hair is listening to me, so I have to tell it I love it. But I love my hair. I don't want it to think I'm being mean. But in the beginning, oh my gosh, it was you know, just the low fro. My curls were amazing. And now it's like, what happened? I don't know if I can, you know, maintain or, you know, keep up with this hair, but it's been a wonderful journey. I must say so myself, just seeing, you know, how quickly my hair texture has changed from the chop that I did up until now, but just me being able to have the patience and continue to, you know, stick with the products that work for me. I just feel that, you know, it works. So yes, I'm loving it.
Okay, I know they can feel your energy, because I feel it too. Like, she loves her hair. Yes, you can love your 4 type hair, curly to tightly coiled. Love it. How you love it? Do your research. How you do your research? Get online. Follow up with other naturals who have the similar type and see what they're doing to the hair. But don't necessarily copy, but just use it as an inspiration to cater towards a healthy hair care regimen that works for you. And I actually go to a membership where I actually provide lesson topics to break down concerns regarding how can I make my hair healthy? What products can I use? Okay. But today we're not going to talk about that. We're going to focus on Alicia, Authentically Me hair products, and how she's just loving her hair totally. She's emphasizing it. I love my hair. I can say that too. Today, from I learned what been is simple and cutting things out that I don't need, I can say I love my hair. Even when I feel like putting my hair in a twist out or braid out or curling it, I just let it just be in a fro. I love it the same way. And with the fro, I may create some kind of style out of it as well. So I've learned to love my hair in a fro, and when it's in a curly, manipulated state. Either or, I love my hair. Do you have good and bad hair days, quote unquote, despite loving your hair?
Yes. I have to tell you, I do. And to be honest, as you were talking, I was just sitting here thinking about my journey, also along with moving, because I am no longer in Arkansas. I am in the wonderful state of Georgia. So, of course, I was also thinking about my hair.
You in Georgia? Hey, we need to hook up. I'm in Georgia, Atlanta metro area. Yes, I gotta meet you. I love your energy and your love for hair, especially. You can rub off more on me because I love my hair, but you just like loving your hair.
Yes, I'm loving it. Yes, we definitely have to meet up. I love all of that. And it's just, my biggest concern was the weather here, because I would come to visit, of course. And so I'm like, okay, so now, you know, I got to put myself back in research mode, you know, and find out if I need to add or subtract, you know, certain things. But the thing about it is, I loved it because, I don't know, it just made me feel like I'm taking care of something, but that something is me, my hair. So, you know, and that, I don't know, to me, it just makes it feel like I'm going back to that self-love, you know. And I feel like my hair is a major part of me, a major part of me. So yes, I love it.
I know, and I'm so glad that you said self-love, because I go live every Tuesday in my hair group, and one of the lives that I did probably 2-3 weeks ago was self-acceptance and self-love about your hair. So yes. I'm glad that you expressed that. It goes back to self-loving.
Yes, it does.
Yes, and with self-loving, everything else will just make sense within mm-hmm. the process.
Mm-hmm. It will make sense.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So where can our listeners get in contact with you? Because your energy is contagious. Your laughter is pleasant. Your love for hair is just like out of this world, because we hear the opposite about, I don't like my hair. My hair is a problem. Duh, it's natural. It's in its natural structures, in its natural state. But regarding of where your hair is at, just loving it, process, or the foreseeing complexity of it, it doesn't have to be that way, because like Alicia say, once you know what your hair needs and tailor it to the right products that works for you, you too would say, I love my hair. And once you say that, it's like a self-acceptance and self-love, because you know what that, especially where you have came from. And it's yes. a testimony, not only to yourself, but encouragement and motivation to another natural who may be feeling the opposite about her hair.
Yes. Oh, you could not have said it any better. I love the way you put that. Very well put.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so let us know, where can our listeners get in contact with you?
Yes. The listeners can definitely get in contact with me. I have my social media platforms, Authentic, and it's spelled the word authentic, but Authentically Me, it's spelled a little bit different. It's AUTHENTIC, and it'll be _ALI_ME, and that's on my Instagram social media platform. On my Facebook page, it's definitely going to be just all put together, Authentically Me, all put together. My website, it's authenticallyme.com, and that's authentic-ali-me.com.
Okay, and all of those contacts will be listed in the show notes. Thank you so much for giving that information out. We know that someone out there will definitely be interested if they want to know more about yourself, which is so captivating, and also your hair products that you actually make yourself. Is there anything else you like to share with our listeners regarding natural hair?
Let's see. The main thing that I have to say is, embrace it, love it, and just rock it. You know, we're gonna have those quote unquote good and bad days. But the thing about it is the hair that God, the creator himself, has blessed us with. So we have to make sure that we remember that. And when we do have those quote unquote good and bad days, we have to go in the bathroom and talk to your hair in the mirror, you know, and just say, today is going to be a good day. I love my hair, you know, and I feel like the more that you do that, nobody can tell you anything. You're already full of confidence. You're already beautiful queen. So fix those crowns and just rock that hair.
I love it. That's a big exclamation point at the end. Rock that hair. Rock it, girl. And I love how you say about, you know, self-talking. So self-talking is a way to talk positive to yourself. Talk life into yourself.
Yes.
And with that, you will see possibly changes. Not
yes.
saying that you won't, just depend, you know, realistically what's going on with your hair and your scalp. You know, we have to be real. But
yes.
talk positive to yourself. Have hair affirmation. Touch your head. Bring up your head. Say, I love my hair. I am beautiful. Hair, you will grow. You'll be moisturized. I am beautiful. God made me beautiful. You know, talk
yes.
positive to yourself, to your hair. Bring that positive energy into your life. And if something that is not in your life that creates that positiveness, find a way to get rid of it and cut it out, because you don't want to create that negative energy.
Yes, yes.
So, well, I just want to thank Alicia for joining us on Luminix Essentials Texture Talk Podcast, giving us your energy and enthusiastic and just being enlightening and just full of love about your hair. We hear it clearly. You love your hair and that confidence to express it so powerfully. You are too many naturals who feel the opposite about her hair, because I didn't feel that way again when I first started on my journey, even a second chop, until I dived into what I needed to do to correct. But you being one of the many naturals who loving her hair is a testimony to others. Say, you love my hair. You can say, my hair is beautiful, by speaking positive hair affirmations to your hair. Speaking positive self-affirmation to yourself. Again, bringing in positive energy, praying about it, talking to God about this, and connecting with the right individuals who have been there or are on there to not only to achieve their results, but to iron out the difficulties that they had encountered along the way, because it is a journey. It doesn't happen immediately, but it can be fulfilling as long as you understand your hair needs and what needs to be corrected and done, depending on where you are in your stage and your condition. So just want to say thank you, Alicia, for taking your time out to be on Luminix Essential Texture Podcast. And I know your message, your hair product, Authentically Me, your message will not go unwanted. So thank you so much. And for those who are listening, if there's any situations that you come across, this Texture Talk Podcast was created just for you, to uplift you, to be inspired on Luminix Essential Texture Talk Podcast. So I am your host, Carole Maxineau, your natural hair consultant, author, podcaster, and your natural curl champion. My mission is to help women with natural Afro-textured hair to overcome those struggles and those unknown certainties so that she can be on a path to achieving healthy and or growing natural hair. And I will see you again on the next episode. Until next time, God bless. Thank you so much for supporting Luminix Essentials Texture Talk Podcast. If you are ready to join a community of women just like you who want to advance in her knowledge to overcome the struggles, the uncertainties when it comes to managing her textured hair, well, guess what? My community is definitely for you. If you want to join today, definitely click the link below, and there you can subscribe to become a monthly member. With that, you get live lesson topics, trainings, you get your own access to your hair portal, where I have these great phenomenal bonuses and gifts that are waiting for you. Free consultation with me whenever you feel that you need more support. I am there to guide you and to support you along each way.
So if you're ready, definitely click the link below or message me to sign up for the new Natural Hair Community membership, and I will see you inside. Let's get our hair healthy and growing. Remember, girl, you're not alone. Thank you.